Welcome to SCOTUS Cast, Deportation Misadvice, Post-Argument Edition. Thank you for tuning in. On October 13th, 2009, the Supreme Court heard oral argument for Padilla v. Commonwealth of Kentucky. The issues in this case are, 1, whether the Sixth Amendment's guarantee of effective assistance of counsel requires a criminal defense attorney to advise a non-citizen client that a guilty plea to an offense will result in his deportation, and 2, whether, if an attorney affirmatively provides incorrect advice about deportation and the defendant pleads guilty, the attorney's incorrect advice amounts to constitutionally ineffective assistance of counsel and warrants a setting aside of the guilty plea. To discuss the case, we have United States Military Academy at West Point Department of Law Professor Margaret D. Stock. As always, the Federalist Society takes no position on particular legal or public policy issues. All expressions of opinion are those of the speaker. And now, Professor Stock.
Padilla versus the Commonwealth of Kentucky is a very important case because of its Sixth Amendment implications. And the case should interest every lawyer, although it's of most importance to criminal defense attorneys, immigration attorneys, and judges who preside over criminal cases at local, state, and federal levels. The case involved initially a man from California employed as a truck driver who was traveling through the state of Kentucky carrying a large quantity of marijuana in the back of his truck, and he was charged with felony possession, and drug trafficking following the stop of his vehicle. He pleaded guilty to the drug offenses, and another minor offense was dropped. But he stated later that his guilty plea was based upon his understanding from his counsel that he would not face deportation. Jose Padilla, no relation to the terrorism detainee, turned out to be a lawful permanent resident of the United States who was originally from Honduras. And although he had served in the Army during the Vietnam War and had lived in the United States for more than 40 years, under changes to the law in 1986, he faced virtually mandatory deportation to his native Honduras because of a drug trafficking offense. Now, for those of you unfamiliar with immigration law, you should know that due to these 1986 changes in the laws, even long-term lawful permanent residents today can face often mandatory deportation for relatively minor offenses, although drug trafficking is not a minor offense. But in virtually all cases, drug trafficking does result in mandatory deportation to one's home country, regardless of how long someone has lived in the United States. After being arrested, Jose Padilla did in fact plead guilty and was serving time in prison when he learned that his deportation was virtually assured. He is now attempting to withdraw his guilty plea and go to trial on the grounds that his Sixth Amendment right to counsel was violated when his attorney gave him affirmative misinformation about the immigration consequences. Now, this is an important point in the case. The attorney wasn't merely silent when asked what are the immigration consequences. Jose Padilla alleges that he asked his attorney specifically what are the immigration consequences, and the attorney told him, because you've lived in the United States so long, you don't need to worry about it. So the question presented in this case is whether the mandatory deportation consequences that stem from a plea to trafficking in marijuana is a collateral consequence of a criminal conviction, which relieves his attorney from any duty to investigate and give him advice. And if the immigration consequences are collateral, whether this gross misadvice about the consequences is grounds for setting aside a guilty plea under the Sixth Amendment to the United States Constitution. And that's an important point to emphasize. This is a Sixth Amendment case that implicates a very famous United States Supreme Court case that most attorneys are familiar with. That case was Strickland versus Washington, a 1984 case in which the United States Supreme Court adopted a two-prong test to determine whether a defendant received ineffective assistance of counsel under the Sixth Amendment. Under the Strickland test, a defendant has to show that his counsel's representation was objectively unreasonable. And second, the defendant must demonstrate that he was prejudiced as a result of his counsel's deficient representation. The this, again, is a two-prong Strickland test, and this is the focus of the United States Supreme Court's discussion in the Jose Padilla case. Looking at the Strickland case, the Supreme Court needs to figure out whether a criminal defense attorney is required to research and advise a defendant about the immigration consequences that could result from a guilty plea. And if the defense attorney tells the defendant about the possible immigration consequences, and the defense attorney is completely wrong, and the information he gives the client is completely incorrect, can the defendant later claim that his Sixth Amendment rights were violated and he received ineffective assistance of counsel? This case is very interesting on a number of levels. First, its implications for immigrants are significant. Today, immigrants constitute about 13% of the U.S. population. Or said another way, about 13% of the U.S. population today is foreign-born, so a large number of people are potentially affected by this decision. Also, immigration laws have become increasingly harsh and often mandate deportation for minor offenses. Since 1986, harsher immigration laws have meant that even misdemeanors can sometimes be defined as, quote, aggravated felonies, unquote, under the Immigration and Nationality Act. And so many immigrants who plead guilty to relatively minor offenses can face virtually automatic deportation. Now, Jose Padilla's conviction for drug trafficking is not necessarily a minor offense, but his case can have wide-ranging implications for many other immigrants who do plead guilty to minor offenses, particularly where their counsel failed to tell them about the immigration consequences of their guilty pleas. To give you a little bit more information about the background of the case, there are essentially three arguments that are being made in the case. It is Jose Padilla versus the Commonwealth of Kentucky, and Mr. Padilla lost his case earlier when he made these arguments before the state of Kentucky. His case went up through the Kentucky state court system to the Supreme Court of Kentucky. The Supreme Court of Kentucky said that a lawyer is required only to advise his or her client about the direct consequences of a guilty plea and not collateral issues. And the Supreme Court of Kentucky thought that immigration consequences were collateral issues, although, of course, they do have a tremendous impact on a defendant's life since he may be deported to a country that he has not lived in for more than 40 years. The Supreme Court of Kentucky, however, said that a lawyer has no duty to advise a client about collateral issues such as immigration and perhaps similarly other issues such as the impact of a conviction for a sex offense or the loss of a professional license or future employment opportunities, civil liability, tax liability, the right to vote, or even the right to bear arms. The Supreme Court of Kentucky said those are collateral issues, and a lawyer does not have a duty to advise about those. Therefore, if a lawyer gives bad advice on those issues, it does not implicate the Sixth Amendment. The United States government filed an amicus brief in this case, and the United States agreed with the state of Kentucky, the Commonwealth of Kentucky, that the lawyer has no duty beyond informing of the consequences of the criminal case. But the United States said if a lawyer decides to provide affirmative advice about collateral consequences, it cannot be misadvice. In this case, however, the lawyer was not silent, according to the allegations made by Jose Padilla. And because the lawyer was not silent, the United States says the lawyer failed in his duty. However, the United States argued that in a case where the lawyer does give affirmative misadvice, if there's no prejudice to the defendant, then the guilty plea should not be overturned later on as the failure of the lawyer to give correct advice. In this case, the United States says it was clear that Jose Padilla was guilty and that he would lose his case at trial, so the fact that he pled guilty makes no difference. He was not prejudiced by the misadvice given by his defendant. Now, Jose Padilla, of course, is arguing in this case that his conviction should be vacated because his lawyer gave him affirmative misadvice about the collateral consequences. He says that this is a violation of his Sixth Amendment rights because if he had known that he would face almost automatic deportation to Honduras, he would have gone to trial in the case. He would not have pled guilty. and the failure of his lawyer to give him correct advice about the immigration consequences of his guilty plea did in fact implicate his Sixth Amendment right to counsel and constitutes ineffective assistance of counsel. Now, for those of you out there in the criminal field, you should know that in many courts across the country, judges advise defendants that there may be immigration consequences. As part of the colloquy in a plea bargain, the judge will go through a list of things that the defendant is being advised of and will mention to the defendant there may be immigration consequences. This is required in many states. In other states, it's not required. It's generally well known in the criminal defense field, though, today, that any time there's a non-citizen defendant, that defendant should be advised about the serious immigration consequences of a particular plea. In many states, it is considered a professional norm for defense attorneys to go seek the advice of an immigration attorney and get a professional opinion. Often defense attorneys don't do the research on the immigration consequences themselves because immigration law is so complicated that it is difficult for a busy defense attorney to figure out the immigration consequences, but they will often turn to an experienced immigration lawyer and request assistance on determining these consequences. It's fairly common for immigration lawyers to provide opinion letters to criminal defense attorneys. In Jose Padilla's case, however, this didn't happen. He asked his lawyer, "Are there any immigration consequences?" And the lawyer said no. And so he is now, again, attempting to overturn his conviction and have it vacated and go to trial again so that he can avoid the harsh immigration consequence of being deported back to Honduras after 40 years in the United States. Now, the case was argued in front of the United States Supreme Court on October 13, 2009, and the oral argument was quite interesting from a number of perspectives. There was a discussion before the court about the requirements of the Sixth Amendment. Mr. Padilla's attorney argued that if the court let the decision of the Kentucky Supreme Court stand, then the court would be authorizing a categorical rule so restrictive of the Sixth Amendment that even the United States government disavows it, and that the Kentucky Supreme Court had held that the Sixth Amendment never provides a remedy to a defendant who pleads guilty to a crime on the false advice of his attorney, that he would not be deported. That is probably a fair statement of how Kentucky views the matter. Most defendants who plead guilty would definitely want to know what the consequences of their guilty plea would be and not merely what the consequences would be in the particular court before which they're appearing. But most people would want to know whether pleading guilty is going to mean they're automatically going to have to leave the United States for the rest of their lives. So as the counsel for Mr. Padilla said, this is a key strategic decision about whether to go to trial or not. And in my experience as an attorney, this is something frequently discussed among defense attorneys. Most people believe that deportation is a very, very severe consequence of a criminal conviction and extremely material, so that it's a common matter of discussion among criminal defense lawyers advising clients about a guilty plea. But when oral argument occurred before the Supreme Court, it was clear that some of the justices felt that they might be opening a little bit of a Pandora's box, to use the terms Justice Scalia chose. During oral argument, Justice Scalia raised the concern that affirmative misadvice about a collateral matter would indeed open, quote, a Pandora's box, end quote, because there are so many possible collateral consequences that an attorney might fail to properly advise a criminal defendant about. And I mentioned some of those earlier, but typically a defense attorney might not give proper advice with regard to the consequences of a conviction for a sex offense, the loss of a professional license, employment opportunities, civil liability, tax liability, right to vote, right to bear arms. There are multiple collateral consequences of any criminal conviction. And Justice Scalia appeared to be concerned during oral argument about the possibility that the court was placing an undue burden on all defense lawyers by creating a Sixth Amendment right to counsel for all sorts of legal issues that a defense attorney might not be capable of managing or handling professionally. So there was some discussion in oral argument about the possibility of limiting any ruling in this case merely to immigration consequences, and certainly that is a possible way the Supreme Court might go, rather than ruling that the Sixth Amendment requires defense counsel to provide competent advice in a whole range of areas. The court might simply limit its decision in the Padilla case to whether the Sixth Amendment requires defense counsel to provide competent advice with regard to immigration implications if defense counsel is asked. Now, of course, and this came up in oral argument, defense counsel could in fact say, I'm not competent to provide you with immigration advice. I can't give you immigration advice, but you need to seek out, if you want to know the implications, you need to seek out advice from someone who is in fact competent to provide that type of advice. And it seems possible that the court could go that way, making a rule that providing affirmative misadvice might implicate the Sixth Amendment, but providing no advice whatsoever and telling the defendant that he needs to seek it elsewhere would not. In any event, the court, during oral argument, raised a number of issues. Chief Justice Roberts was interested in the distinction between a judge during a colloquy asking the defendant if he knows the immigration consequences of a plea versus the lawyer sitting with the client and discussing the immigration consequences. And it appeared from the oral argument that one of those, the judge's colloquy, would be a due process implication, a due process inquiry, rather than a Sixth Amendment right to counsel inquiry. It also came up during oral argument and throughout the case that in about half the states there is a colloquy, and the court does advise people that there may be immigration consequences to their conviction. But in the other states, it's left alone, and it is, in fact, more likely that people will ask their criminal defense counsel, who may be in a position to provide this information or not. Before the court, during oral argument, there was an extensive discussion about the duty of counsel to recommend whether a defendant accepts a plea or not, and the duty of a defense attorney to provide strategic advice, letting the client know the legal risk of recommended courses of action. Most attorneys would probably say, as came up during oral argument, that it would violate a professional norm not to give fundamental information to a defendant about the consequences of a guilty plea, even if it is not considered a direct consequence of during trial of the guilty plea, but something that might appear to be collateral. One of the issues that came up raised by Justice Kennedy was whether the Supreme Court should just adopt an amendment to Rule 11 in which the judge is required to say any collateral consequences with respect to your plea concern of this court and will not be grounds for setting aside this plea. Justice Kennedy asked about that, whether that rule should be put in place to make it clear that collateral issues are not something that the court is required to deal with. And the answer there, of course, would be that the court could indeed do that as part of its rulemaking. And this is something that, in fact, has been considered by the Rules Committee for the Criminal Rules, whether to amend Rule 11 to require judges to warn people about immigration consequences. But the Padilla case, in fact, talks more specifically not about the court's requirement to advise defendants, but rather the defense counsel's requirement to give proper advice to a client. If there is no duty to give that advice, then some would argue that there is no Sixth Amendment requirement to give competent advice. During oral argument, some of the justices were concerned that creating a rule regarding immigration consequences would require the federal courts to give mini trials to defendants who raise this issue. In other words, if a defendant said, my criminal defense attorney failed to give me correct advice about the immigration consequences, the court would then be required to conduct a mini trial on whether the defendant would have been convicted anyway under the prejudice prong of Strickland. So Justice Scalia, for example, was concerned that little mini trials would be required that might overwhelm the courts. because every defendant who faced immigration consequences would now be attempting to argue that the conviction should be vacated on the grounds that he wasn't informed of the immigration consequences. And at that point, the court would have to do a mini trial on whether he would have been convicted anyway. One of the more interesting arguments that came up during the course of oral argument occurred in a discussion between Justice Breyer and Justice Scalia. Justice Breyer mentioned that every lawyer has to give competent advice, and if a lawyer fails to do it, he hasn't met the professional norm. And that Justice Breyer pointed out that Strickland says if you fail to meet professional norms, you're guilty of inadequate assistance of counsel. There was a humorous moment in the oral argument when Justice Scalia pointed out that if the norm is to give bad advice, then in the Padilla case, the norm was met. This resulted in a little bit of laughter because I believe the court is familiar with the fact that immigration law is extremely complicated, and it may be the case that there is a lot of bad advice given about immigration law, so the Padilla case is not, in fact, an uncommon fact situation. But Justice Breyer said, if Strickland says if you fail to meet professional norms, you're guilty of inadequate assistance of counsel. And Justice Scalia responded that there is a professional norm regarding advising a defendant as to the trial consequences of his plea, but not as to those collateral matters. And that the only norms that are relevant would be the norms that oblige a counsel to advise a defendant regarding trial matters. So it appeared that some of the justices were leaning towards a Strickland rule that would require defense attorneys only to give advice regarding the direct consequences of a plea and not with regard to collateral matters such as immigration consequences. The attorney for the Commonwealth of Kentucky emphasized this by talking about the fact that the inquiry for voluntariness with regard to a plea is on the direct consequences, and that misadvice regarding collateral consequences wouldn't rise to the level of a Sixth Amendment. The counsel emphasized that there's a certain amount of ordinary error that's at risk when you're pleading guilty, and that collateral consequences such as the effect of a guilty plea on your right to bear arms or on your right to vote wouldn't be something that would require a conviction to be vacated. Now, it's interesting to note that a number of states filed amicus briefs in this case, and that is apparently because there are many states in which defendants have been convicted of crimes without getting adequate advice from their attorneys regarding the immigration consequences, and those states would face potentially a number of defendants attempting to overturn their convictions, given the large number of non-citizens who are present in the United States today. So reviewing quickly, the outcome of Padilla, of course, remains in doubt at this point. The court did seem to be split with no overall sense from those listening as to which way the court might go. The decision in this case is likely to be a close one, perhaps a 6-3 or maybe a 5-4 decision. It'll be one of the first decisions that Sonia Sotomayor has a hand in, and she was very active in oral argument during the case, seemingly concerned that a defendant might get wrong advice from an attorney that would lead to a life-changing event, such as potentially being deported to a country where the defendant might die because the lawyer failed to tell the defendant the immigration consequences. Currently, as mentioned earlier, the federal courts are split on this particular issue. Some of the federal courts say there is no duty for lawyers to provide advice on collateral consequences or additional consequences, such as the immigration consequences of a criminal plea. But other federal courts state that if bad advice is given, the defendant, in fact, does have a Sixth Amendment claim for ineffective assistance of counsel and may be able to overturn a guilty plea and receive a new trial. Now, I mentioned earlier that the federal government thinks that even if Mr. Padilla received bad advice, he was not prejudiced. As a factual matter, Padilla was picked up in his truck with more than half a ton of marijuana packed into packages in the back of the truck. And the government says that even if he got bad advice from his defense counsel, he would have lost if he had gone to trial. Padilla, of course, responds that he does have a possible defense if he gets a new trial. He says he didn't know what was in the back of his truck, and he didn't know that he was carrying a large quantity of marijuana. If the court decides on a more expansive interpretation of the Sixth Amendment, one can expect large numbers of criminal defendants to request new trials, because it has been fairly common in the United States in the past 20 years for non-citizen defendants to plead guilty without understanding that their deportation is perhaps likely or mandatory. So if the court does rule in favor of Mr. Padilla, it's likely that in the large number of states where defendants are not usually warned about the immigration consequences, large numbers of individuals will probably seek to have their convictions vacated. For those of us practicing in the field of criminal and immigration defense, it's been clear for many years that it's important for defense attorneys to know and understand immigration law because of the harsh consequences to non-citizen defendants of deportation. Unfortunately, immigration law is a terribly complex area of the law that one federal judge has likened to King Minos's labyrinth in ancient Crete. In most cases, as a practical matter, criminal defense lawyers do not become experts in immigration law. Rather, they rely on expert immigration lawyers to tell them the consequences of a particular guilty plea. And another interesting fact about a case like Padilla is that immigration law is constantly changing, so that it's hard in any given case to tell what the immigration consequences might be of a particular guilty plea, particularly because Congress has often enacted legislation increasing the penalties and making that legislation retroactive. So someone might plead out, give a guilty plea to an offense 30 or 40 years ago and find out today that that guilty plea has new immigration consequences because of recent enactments to the law or changes to the law. This is, in fact, a very difficult area to practice in. This case is of importance to thousands of non-citizens living in the United States today. It's of great importance to criminal defense lawyers and to any attorney who's interested in the contours of the Sixth Amendment right to counsel. So all attorneys interested in Sixth Amendment or criminal defense issues will want to watch this case closely. Any attorney who's interested in a lawyer's duty to answer a client's questions competently or seek assistance from another attorney who is competent in that area will also be interested in the implications of this case. I judge it one to watch closely, and I would guess today, if I had to pick the outcome of the case, that it's likely that the court will rule partially in favor of the defendant, ruling that if a lawyer does in fact give affirmative misadvice on a serious collateral consequence, this is likely to violate an objective standard of reasonableness under Strickland and go on to require the trial court to figure out whether the defendant was prejudiced by this deficient performance. So I don't expect Strickland to be overturned, but I would expect that the Supreme Court will decide that Strickland is implicated by affirmative misadvice from a defense lawyer who clearly tells a client that the consequences of a criminal plea will not lead to deportation when in fact they will. I think the court is likely to say that that probably does constitute Sixth Amendment ineffective assistance of counsel. Whether this will help Mr. Padilla remains to be seen, because, as the government argued, he may have been convicted anyway, even if he had gone to trial. We will have to wait the outcome of the Supreme Court's decision in order to see whether Mr. Padilla himself prevails, although he may create a new rule for all criminal defense attorneys in the United States. To conclude, I will be watching this case closely, and I hope you all do. All lawyers in America have an interest in figuring out whether a criminal defendant's guilty plea can be set aside because of affirmative misadvice by a defense counsel, and whether that misadvice on a collateral matter is ineffective assistance of counsel under the Sixth Amendment. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SCOTUS Cast. For more episodes of SCOTUS Cast, as well as audio and video of past Federalist Society events, please visit our website at www.federalistsociety.org/multimedia.